Okay, the last part of the Masechta, which we're beginning tonight, deals with Yeridaya Dikin Yanin. A lot of Yanin Basimachov Taruvis are here. Avodah Zarah is different than the rest of Shas. Most of Shas, the Gadot is at the end, and the beginning is the most difficult or complicated Gemaras. Masechta Avodah Zarah is the reverse. The first parak has all the Agadita, and the most complicated Gemaras, which are the Yeridaya Sugyas, are at the end. The reason for that, it says in the Shem Shem Balacha writes that Kol Tzeinusa Asura Chutzma Tzeinusa Davayda Zara. So therefore, the Masechta starts with a lot of the Agaditas of the Masechta. But at any rate, the next couple of weeks, we are going to be learning a lot of the sugyas of Yeridaya. Tonight I'd like to discuss one of them. Obviously, you learned the summit, you see that there's a lot still ahead. I got to want to mention that the schedule works out, the Yom in a week, that we're going to finish Erev Pesach, except with one Amid we have to swallow up somewhere. This next Amid Beis is very short, so we're going to try to swallow it up to make the extra Amid. But it's Hashem, especially for those who make a Siyum Erev Pesach, we hope to finish. But anyway, tonight I want to talk about Noisin Tam Lefgam, which is the sugya not only on Kuvav, but on Kuv Zayin as well. And I'd like to really speak about the Yesaidais of Noisin Tam Lefgam by talking about some very practical things and going back to the Yesaidais. The Tap Toisvis here on Samach Vav Amin Aleph brings the two shitas on Pesach. If somebody sticks a chametz stick, a spoon, into a Pesach thicker pot, whether it asers. Now, Rav, when he gets kitchen shilas, basically has two heterim that apply 95% of the time. There are two heterim. If somebody says they stuck a fleshika spoon in milk a pot, a fleshika pot, or a trefa spoon in a fleshika pot. So the first thing you may ask is, if it's a ben yomai, if it was used within 24 hours. It almost never happens that a milchika spoon was used within 24 hours in a kli rishon of milk. If you think about it, a lot of the milchika teaspoons in your house are really pariv. Because when does anybody ever stick a milchika spoon into a kli rishon with milk? All right, it happens. You make oatmeal or something. Coffee is usually a klisheni. It's mixed with milk. The milk is cold when it goes in. So the big heter is one of two things. Either bittel b'shishim, mutter, or if it's Eina Bin Yami, that's a big heter. When it comes to Pesach, there's a tremendous difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah, between the Minig of Ashkenaz and Minig of Sfaradim, and that is, L'didan, to B'nai Ashkenaz, if we take a chametz stick, a spoon, and stick it into a Pesach, take a pat on Pesach, it asers the food, even though it's Eina Bin Yami. For Bnei Sfarad, it doesn't answer. If you stuck a chametz stick, a spoon in a pot, it was Eina Ben Yaimai, so it doesn't answer the pot, like everything else, it doesn't answer Eina Ben Yaimai. But L'didan, for Bnei Ashkenaz, it answers. Now, Agav, it comes up sometimes. I've never had someone on Pesach tell me they stuck a chametz stick, a spoon into their Pesach stick, a pot. But before Pesach, when people cook ahead of time, it does happen. There are chametz sticker kalim in the house, and there are pesach sticker kalim, and someone sticks a chametz sticker spoon in a pesach sticker pot. Now there, even for us, even for Bnei Ashkenaz, it's mutter before Pesach if it's Eina Bin Yaimai, and it doesn't answer. So I can tell you from experiences, the ladies don't listen to me. If they call and they say, first they apologize, I don't know what happened, I'm really always careful, I'm really from, but I stuck a chametz stick pot into I'm cooking for Pesach, and I mixed it with a spoon, and it's chametz stick. So I tell them, the soup is mutter, or the cholent is mutter. And hey, the soup, I threw it away already. And the pot I'm going to throw away also. I want to know if I have to kasha the kitchen all over again. That's usually the way, because the ladies are so frightened of a chametz stick, a spoon, and a Pesach stick, a kitchen. But lemaisa, that's the din, that's the halacha. If you do it in your house and your wife doesn't see, just don't tell her. Okay. Because Seir Ben Yomei does not ask her before Pesach. The nekuda I want to explain tonight is the minig that we have then Eina ben Yoimai asers on Pesach. Why? So Taisus Lashon here is, it's like an Isamashu. A Mashu asers on Pesach. It's like an Isamashu, Eina ben Yoimai, even though it's Pogum. But nevertheless, it asers. So I want to ask you how that stims, how that fits with the rule that's been before us, that food mamish that is pogum, chametz that's pogum, is not also on Pesach. The list of medications, there's been a lot of talk of the fact that the lists are not necessary for flavored things. They're necessary, like liquids. But the flavorless pills, it doesn't matter if they're chametz. It doesn't have a good taste. And memela, it's mutter. Now, how does that stim? How could it be that the chametz itself is in a pill, but if the taste is pogum, we say you're allowed to eat it? And the blia of something that's pogum is asur. It doesn't make any sense. There's an inconsistency in the two things. It seems to be, wrong. So I'd like to explain to you the Yisoides of Nosin Tam Lufgam, and maybe one or two cases where it comes up, and we'll deal with it yet again. Why is something treif, mutter, if it doesn't taste good? What's the makar of the heter? So the makar of the heter is, lagerash abisharecha titnena. It says if you have something that's not kosher, you give it to a ger toishav, a guy. So it says, something that's roi lager that somebody would eat, so that's asur. If it's ain't a roi lager, if a person wouldn't eat it, so it's not isur. From there we learn that a dover hapogum is mutter. If something is ruined, it's ain't a nechal lager. A ger wouldn't eat it, then it's mutter. If you have the cases in the Gemara where you have the chamro with whatever it is, the chalo with something that's not, doesn't taste good together with grain. And the Gemara said it doesn't taste good together, so it doesn't asur. It has to be roi lager. If it's not roi lager, it's mutter. That's a heter in of Nice and Tam Lufgam. Now, the machlekes rishonim, on which the whole sugya of Nice and Tam Lufgam turns, is a machlekes the Ran and the Rashba. Here, it's actually on the next on Samach Zayin. And this machlokes Ran and the Rashba is like the closest to machlokes in all in Yonim of Nais and Tam Lufgam. The Ran learns there's only one din of Nais and Tam Lufgam, Ein Roi Lager, and that's it. So a blia, if you wouldn't, a ger wouldn't put in a blia that's pagan, nobody would take any vinyamidic a blia and stick it into something, it doesn't make it any better. It's all one din, one heter. If it's all one heter, then it's very hard to be mechalik between a pill and a blia. The whole halachiyach doesn't work. The Rashba, though, holds differently. The Rashba says there are two dinim. One din, if something is be'en, if you have a food, and the food is spoiled, so it doesn't have a din of treif, it's ain't a roi lager. If it's in a mixture, if something doesn't taste good together, falls in a mixture, and it doesn't give it a good taste, so it's not roi lager, it's mutter. But, the Rashba says, by blias, it's a separate gezeres hakasav, it's a separate din. Because why do blias aser? In the first place, there's no be'en. Because there's a din of nesinas tam, that blias aser. The din that a blias aser is only nice and tam l'shvach. In other words, it's a rule called tam ki'ikr. If something gives taste, it's not be'en. It asers al tam ki'ikr. Otherwise, it wouldn't aser. That halacha, that it asers al tam ki'ikr, is only if it gives it a good taste, not if it gives it a bad taste. Nothing to do with the Gershom Shemesh and then
Elachla.
If you
have a beer
that ruins the food that it produces, so that can be changed by your point of the Rashba. The Gershom Shemesh and then Elachla. There'll be, I'll explain to you a couple of Nafkaminis, and you'll see the Rashba holds that it's more. That there's Bechlal no Isser of Nesinas Tam. The Chiddush HaTorah, that Blias Aser, is only when it gives a good taste. If it doesn't give a good taste, then b'chlal, there's no halacha that blias aser. I'll tell you nafkamina, and you'll understand nafkamina from Shulchan Aruch, and then you'll understand at least one nafkamina, and we'll try to come to it. But his nekuda is, you see, there are those who argue that a ger never takes blias to make a food better. Do you ever hear a cook says, "You know, I want to make my food better. I have a spoon. I stuck it yesterday into a geshmaka chicken soup. Let me stick it now into the cholent. It'll give it a good taste." The taina is that it's not something that's ever that you give to a ger. Blias is a separate parasha like the Rashi. Your person doesn't give taste that way. Blias is a separate. There's one parasha of food that's pogum, and there's one parasha of blias that are pogumim. And they're two different parashas that don't mix. The Ran mixes them. But the Rashba holds, they're two separate parashas. I'll give you one nafkamina. It comes up with an occasional shayla. A fly is treif. Does a fly taste good? I have no idea. I've never tasted a fly, but in Shulchan Aruch it says it doesn't taste good. Flies don't taste good. So why is it us to eat it? It's a fly? So it says that the zvov kiyotze by mitzvah mamusim, even though nashish on the kotzav, and afal pikein asur tyre. Tyre said, "You're not eat shrotzim." So the Tyre says, "A fly don't taste good." Period. It's us. Here's the shayla.
It's a berry.
It's a berry. Is the reason it's not bottle, right? If it would be mutter, it would be mutter. If you have a berry that's spoiled, that's rotten, so it would be mutter. But it's a, now, here's the question. Let's say I have a fly. So the fly itself is awesome. But it doesn't give good taste. It doesn't taste good. So here I have a fly in the soup. Now, a fly in a pot of soup is batel b'shishim anyway. Let's say someone takes it out with a spoon. Now, he's gotten a spoon from a kli rishon. He's got a fly in soup. It's not batel b'shishim. They're not going to eat the soup anyway. But so now, is the fly? Does the spoon need to be kashered? The spoon has a fly, which is asa, even though it's mas, the Torah asked it. So does it have to be kashered? Like the Ran, it has to be kashered. According to the Ran, what's the heter? The heter is not roi leger. But afal pi kein asur Torah, there's no two parshias. It's one parsha. And since it's one parsha of some that's not roi leger, if the Torah asked it, you have to kasher the spoon. According to the Rashba, you don't have to kasher the spoon. According to the Rashba, the fly is aser. There's no heter leger shebisharecha. But the spoon is only aser out tam keiker. In the parsha of tam keiker, we have a rule that only some that gives a good taste, we say tam keiker. Yichad is enough kamina, the two ways. Because here, the lagersha b'sharecha heter doesn't apply. There is no lagersha b'sharecha heter. Because the avo began asur tyre. So you see, here it's a difference if it's two dinim or if it's one din. Like the Raj is two separate dinim. The fly itself is avo began asur tyre. The blias are a separate parasha. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin, it's in two places, in Kuvdal and Kuvzayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Zvov kiyaitze by mitvar mamusim, shenimsa betafshel zarkan vatafshel mutter, she'ein plita devarim elu hapaygmim oisrais." The plita of these things doesn't answer, and the Rama says here even the minig Ashkenaz is this way. It says b'siyaseh b'shem a Rashba, the makar is a Rashba, because that's the Rashba's yisoid. Nois and tam lufkam, there are two dinim. There's a din of the be'en, which has one set of dinim, as we roi leger, and it's a din of a blia, and the blia is a separate din. It happens to be that the Shach in Sivkat Zayin argues. The Sivkat Zayin, he doesn't say any svari, just as it brings names of Isrim. He says, Chutzme Hefsid Veruba, to be Machmir. Rav Paiskin Paskin, not like the Shach, or come out all the Paiskin Paskin, that it's Mutter, and that it's two dinim. So this is the aside, Yitzhak Shem, I'm going to come back to it again. So, well, Feher you, if you remember this, Yitzhak Shem. But it's just a simple aside. There are two dinim in Nais and Tam of Gan. One din, when it's be'en, which is a het of like Erish of a Sharecha, Tetnano, if you wouldn't give a servant to a ger, then it's not Aser. And to that, Zvuvim are exceptions. And there's a separate din that by Tam Kikr, when Tam gives taste, that chiddush that Tam gives taste is only in a case where the Tam is nice and Tam Lashvach, and not when it's not nice and Tam Lashvach. So these are the two basic halachis. It's interesting, there's Rav Chaim on Hilchos Macholos Asuris and the Grach al Rambam, and there he talks about, Rav Chaim always talks about two dinim, he talks about this Rajva, about the two dinim and Macholos Asuris. He goes to show that the Rambam's Shita is like the Rajva, that there are two halachis in nice and Tam Lashvach. So this has other applications, including for Pesach, Mitzvah Hashem. I hope still to come back to it.